Yep. Yeah, that's what I'm using. I'm using a hotspot radio dongle on the output here and for my output node. And then it's just a Shari. You know, this is my Shari that I bought, you know, 3 years ago or whatever, whenever I bought it. And all I did was plug the hotspot radio dongle on the USB connector and then put an external antenna on it and put it far away from each other, you know, separated by about 11 megahertz. And the antennas are as far away as I can put them from each other, and they don't interfere, which is good.
Yeah, that All-Star Info, I'm sure you're familiar with that. I followed that guy's instructions, but he was using Vox and DSP, and he was using the two radios, and I got all of that work, and that worked pretty cool, but it was kind of a pain in the butt to keep all the batteries charged and all the jumpers, and it looked like messy. And then I thought to myself, you know what, this is just not me. So I just went back. I still use the Dell Weiss box, the 3040, for the analog side of things, the All-Star things, and I use the ASL3, and I just use the dongle. And then I run an antenna, you know, one of those cheapy $12 antennas, and, you know, with the coil and then the other coil, and then I cut it. So when I just tuned it for whatever frequency, 440-something that I'm using, and because it really doesn't even need to be dual band, so I just cut it and tuned it for that frequency and called it a day, and it works pretty good, actually.